to Psychic Sandbox Live on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio, weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Leacock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox Radio Show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experience on air. Get psychic and mediumship readings. Win prizes. If you would like a free one-question reading, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push 1 to be put in the queue. And now I give you your host, Cindy Leacock.
Hi, and welcome to the Psychic Sandbox. We have a very different type of show today with a very talented psychic to read for you, so you will want to stay with us. We have special guest Diane Hamilton, who will tell us about becoming a psychic reader, and we'll do a 10-minute psychic card reading for the listening audience. So if you'd like a reading today, please call our phone number at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. My name is Cindy Leacock again, and I'm your radio host today. I'm a psychic medium, and I have been intensely studying and using and also testing psychic methods since 1973. You can sign up for a full psychic mediumship reading with me on my website at www.cindyleacock.com. Now I'm going to spell Cindy Leacock for you because it's different. www.cindileacock.com. And although my site says that our session would be a half hour, I usually go longer so that I can cover everything for you. So I look forward to hearing from you. I also want to announce today about how you can be awarded a beginning psychic certificate from the Psychic Sandbox show. It's really fun and very easy to get the certificate, but you will truly have had some psychic experiences and learned how to open up and receive psychic messages. I know some of you are already working on this, so please feel free always to send me a question at any time on the email form of the last page of my website where it says contact, and I'll write you back with the requirements for the certificate. I'll reply with a couple of questions so I can personalize your teaching for you, so you will get a specialized psychic methods course that will work for you the best. And then you and I will have one phone conversation for coaching. So overall, everyone who gets a certificate will practice and learn 6 techniques and at the end choose their favorite so they can keep using that one in the future. And that certificate program is free. So continue signing up. I'm really having fun doing this. For those of you who would like to get started actually this week, you'll learn ways to invoke divine light. That's first, because you need to either bless or invoke divine light to get ready. And then you do 6 different psychic methods over the next 2 months. And all the information you need for that beginning first divine light invocation and psychic methods for the psychic certificate is on my website. The instructions for those are on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th show during the first half hour. So click on listening to the radio, go to the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th show, and then the episode scroll from the bottom to the top. So what methods have you been playing with since you listened to us last? Did you try the meditation during the week that we did last week? We opened your third eye chakra, and we tried merging the words Vav and He from the Jewish mysticism meditation. I really hope that everyone is having exciting psychic experiences. There's nothing like the first time you see something psychically. My sister says it's addicting, and it really is. Once you've gotten in there and done it, you just want to keep doing it. So stay with us today, because this hour is all just for you. This is your recess from the challenges of your life. It's time to play in the psychic sandbox. Okay, each week we start recess by grabbing a pen and paper, coffee or a soda. Put your feet up and sink into that chair. And let that chair take all your weight and relax your body for the next hour. Our regular listeners plan to take this restful and relaxing recess with us each week during this hour. If you can't rest today, plan to join us by putting your feet up next week and get some time to settle down and just listen for information about being psychic. So what is our psychic sandbox? The Psychic Sandbox radio show originated with the idea of giving you a free hour recess to relax, to learn, and to try easy psychic practices that anyone can do. I also wanted to give the audience a chance to receive free mini readings. Today they'll be from Diane Hamilton. Most of the time they are from me. I love to hear other people's psychic experiences too, and some weeks we give a prize to a person who has tried a psychic method and shares it over the air. More than anything, I wanted to create a safe setting for you to play with new ideas, new psychic methods, new ways to invoke the divine, and have fun, where you can be free from anyone's judgment. So there's one rule at our psychic sandbox: no throwing sand. We leave everyone to their own play with their various psychic methods. I love this from Eckhart Tolle. He said that something that I wish I could remember every second before I judge someone. If we're your past, her pain, your pain, her level of consciousness, your level of consciousness, you would think and act exactly as she does. And with this realization comes forgiveness, compassion, and peace. And also in our sandbox is a place where you have the power to say no. Just like when we were little kids and you could easily say no to what you didn't want to do, no. If you don't agree with something that we bring up for yourself, you just say no to yourself and I don't agree with that and no, I don't want to try that. And your opinion is always respected because as children, we didn't say no for others. We just knew what was right for ourselves. The psychic sandbox is, of course, a metaphor, and the sand represents divine energy or divine light. Just as there is endless sand for everyone, and you can take as much as you want to do with what you want, the same is true with divine light. There is an infinite amount of divine light for you to take in and do with what you want. On this program, we use divine light to raise our vibration, to receive psychic information. So that's what we've been doing for the last few weeks and what you'll learn to do your psychic certificate. That is what we do after we gather the sand of divine light. We learn to work with the higher vibrations of our mind. Here we are at recess in kindergarten. Remember that? When the sandbox had gotten rained on and you stepped into the sand and your tennis shoes got wet, but you didn't care and you sat in it anyway. It was so much fun to pack the sand down and make things out of it. We love to make things. We like to be creative. And we were learning as children how to make things with our physical body. But in our psychic sandbox, we're learning how to use our mind to play in the psychic vibrations. So first, we have to fill our minds with the sand, the divine energies of love and light. The weeks that we don't have a guest, I teach you a new method of invoking divine energy to prepare for our psychic session. So the first week, we learned about Ho'oponopono, and that's in episode 2. And we had the firm evidence of its astonishing power to experience the divine light. The second week, our method of opening the third eye chakra in meditation came from India and the Upanishads that are 7,000 years old. And last week, we went to Israel to learn a method written in Hebrew, created in 1200 AD by Abraham Abulafia. This method was created using Hebrew teachings from the Zohar and the Hebrew alphabet. And it's designed for the user to experience direct prophecy and love. And we have heard evidence of the incredible power of this invocation. So, following up on the card readings from today, next week I will be talking about just briefly about the tarot. And Diane uses cards other than tarot today, and I'll have her explain all that. So now it is my great pleasure to introduce Diane Hamilton, psychic medium. I'm honored to say that she is a member of my spirit circle and has done a number of readings for me that were right on. And I look forward to hearing her read for you. We're going to talk a little while first, and then at the half hour, we'll start to do the readings. If you would like a reading by Diane, please call our phone number, 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. And now, Amora, do we have Diane on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing, honey?
I am great. It is so good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. I almost wasn't sure if I was going to get through or not.
Oh.
I had a little technical difficulty.
That's so
but
typical,
I'm here,
isn't
so that's
it?
A good thing. Yeah.
That's a great thing. So I thought that it would be neat for the listeners to hear a little bit about the development of a person who had psychic experiences from childhood. And I was wondering if you would mind sharing some of your development and give us some ideas about what that was like for you. You can just start anywhere with your first experience or a big experience that you had as a child.
Okay. Well, I've had numerous ones, but you know, to be honest, as a child, it was kind of scary because you didn't, you know, growing up at the time that both you and I did, Cindy, they didn't have much information back then. So
they sure didn't.
You know, so it wasn't something that we could just easily come out and talk to somebody about. So, but yeah, I mean, I can remember having my bed pushed and covers being pulled as I had them pulled over my head and my eyes squeezed shut, you know, and then, you know, and I could literally feel them pulling on the covers to pull them down. And I, you know, I've had spirit touch me, I know when they're around. And I still get that occasionally now, which is actually, that part's really cool. I've heard every now and then I will hear spirit, but when I was young, I used to, you know, hear a lot. But there was an incident where my, you know, with my grandfather when I was over at my best friend's house, and my ear started ringing, but it was a different tone, and I knew something was wrong. And I looked at my friend, and I said, I have to go, and I have to go now. And I ran out of her house, ran up the hill, got to the house, and I looked at my mother, and I said, Mom, what's wrong? Who died? And she looked at me, and she said, your grandfather did. And then she was like, Diane, how did you know someone died?
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I was just like, I don't know, my ear rang, you know. So, you know, back then I didn't, a lot of things that I experienced, you know, were the norm for me. It wasn't as I got older that I realized that they really aren't the norm, you know. But they were the norm for me. So I was used to the weird things, but I also knew that it was stuff that I couldn't share with other people too, which is kind of strange too. But
yeah, it's really, when you feel a little different from other people, you tend to hide it too. I mean, did you hide what you were thinking?
I mean, you know, it was already bad enough. You know, as a kid, you're always going through those awkward moments of feeling insecure, and you know, and some people may think you're weird to begin with, so you didn't want to kind of add fuel to the fire. Oh yeah, by the way, I just heard somebody or spirit just touched me. You know, you're not going to say any of that stuff, so you tend to stay off the radar, you know, so to speak. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not even my best girlfriend knew. I wouldn't even say anything to her. Mm-hmm.
Now, my experience of you in spirit circle is that you're very empathic. You easily feel what I feel. Is that an accurate?
That is. I'm a highly sensitive empath, which, you know, can be kind of a drag, actually. And for so many years, going through, like, I would get, you know, I would have, like, aches or pains, because I can sometimes feel someone's pain when they're hurting, like if they have back issues or leg issues or whatever. I'll pick up on it, but there was a time that I did not know that I was picking up on it. So, you know, I would go to the doctor thinking that I have a foot problem. I have a foot problem, doc, and this is where it hurts. And they'd be like, you know, well, we can't find anything wrong. And I'd be like, but I'm telling you, it hurts. You know? And they'd be like, well, we're telling you that you're fine. And I'm scratching my head like, well, how can that be? Because it hurts. It wasn't until later on in life that I found out, well, that's why, because I was feeling someone else's aches and pains. But
did you have any friends that were like you? Did you have anybody to talk to?
I had nobody to talk to, and it's funny, as I am older now, there are some that I went to school with, you know, I'd say grade school, middle school, that were going through the same thing I was, and none of us would talk to each other because we didn't think, you know, in fear of being ridiculed or being made fun of. And now, we find out that we're all going, you know, there's a couple of us that were going through this at the same time, never said anything to one another.
Yeah, because everybody was hiding it. Because once they look at you cross-eyed one time, that's it. You never open your mouth again.
I know. And, you know, it's so funny because back then it was considered more of a taboo type thing. It seems to be more accepted now, and it's gotten more accepted now than what it was back in the 70s and even as far as the early 80s. So, and there really wasn't that much information back then either. For any of us who were going through this, to look for, I would go to the bookstore. And, I mean, back then they called it ESP.
Exactly.
And there were only a couple of books on ESP, but that's what it was called. So there wasn't a breakdown like they have now of the clairs.
Would you tell the audience what the five clairs are?
Well, we have... you know, the very well-known one, which is a clairvoyance, and that's a clairseeing. And then you have the clairaudience, and that's the clairhearing, where you actually can hear spirit, which I have. Then there's the claircognizance, which is the clear knowing. It's just, you know, you just know. You have the ability to just know what's going to happen. That one's a little difficult to explain, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people who rely on that. Then there's the clairsentience, which is, you know, the clear feeling. That is my strongest clair, my clairsentience. And then there is one for where you can actually smell, clear smelling, which I've had that happen every now and then, which is really actually kind of cool, so they always make me hungry when they do that.
I've seen you do that in Spirit Circle. What's that smell?
Know.
What am I smelling?
I just had that happen earlier today, and I had a spirit having me smell like homemade gravy, and I can't make gravy for beans, but they were, you know, they were making me smell it really bad, and I'm like, stop, I can't make that one.
Usually on the days of the show, whatever I'm shown psychically or if a spirit comes to me, it's for someone in the listening audience. So just to blow somebody's mind, tell them you were smelling their gravy.
I was smelling, there was, you know, apparently someone who knew how to make homemade gravy and make it well, and it smelled really, really good. It really did smell good. I also actually saw someone, too, at one point earlier today. It was a young girl, and I don't know, this could be for someone in the audience, I have no idea, but she had gorgeous curly ringlets, curly hair, the ringlets, and it looked to be like a reddish hair and stunning eyes. I'm not sure if they were blue or if they were green, but she was a very pretty young lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. I've had a couple of people come through for listeners. And by the way, if you would like to talk to that spirit further, Diane, why don't you give people your contact information in case they want to contact you, either for a reading or for validation about that spirit?
Oh, sure. I do have a website. It is Diane Hamilton Psychic Medium, psychicmedium.com, I'm sorry. And I also can be found on Facebook as well at Diane Hamilton Psychic Angel Card Reader. So if anybody wants to shoot me an email, you can shoot me an email at either one of those places. And I do respond.
Yeah, I always offer the listening audience a way to get in touch with me, especially when the spirit comes through, so
yeah,
they can follow up with me. Let me
yeah.
just ask you about the cards. When did you start using cards?
You know, that's funny, because I actually am a certified angel and oracle reader, and I actually started in 2005 was when I got my very first deck, and that was my oracle deck. And the deck I got were my fairy cards. Excuse me, were my fairy cards. And, you know, I know that there are some people out there that are just not sure of the fairies. But I'll tell you what, they are around, and they are pretty darn amazing. And it just so happens to be that that will be the deck that I will be using today. I will actually be using my fairy tarot deck today to do readings.
So did you experience when you took those classes was, I mean, you know, before when we're just psychic as we're growing up or when we become psychic, it's not aimed in any direction. It just comes up spontaneously. But then
Correct.
When you start to correct, you know, you start to study at the beginner level, you start to direct that and
yeah.
and use it to get intuitions for another person. So was that why you studying a deck?
You know, it's so funny. I just felt led to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't really even know how to explain it. It was just like, it was like it called out to me.
Yep.
I never really had any desire to do a regular tarot deck. So when I picked out the fairy oracle deck, that deck called out to me. There were others around there, and I looked at them, but, you know, but this one just called out to me. And I've kind of been in love ever since.
Yeah, yeah. So do you experience while you're reading the cards that you're just receiving psychic information while you're using them as a focal point? Is that how that works?
That's exactly how it works. The cards kind of sometimes help me with words that I have a hard time finding. And yes, I will get spirit that comes through. And I want people to understand the way I have spirit come through. They come through me through feelings. So it is a matter of me trying to decipher what those feelings are that they're sending me. Sometimes spirit will send me songs that I must give to that person, and because there is a significance between, you know, within that song that they would understand, or they may not even understand it at the moment, but hopefully later on they would.
Yeah, exactly. I had a spontaneous reading on a flight. One day when this woman just told me her sister had just died, she really missed her, and I started hearing that song about having a roller skate and you have the key. She goes, oh, that was my sister's favorite song.
See, that
really
is so, you know, I love when they do that. I really, really
do. Oh, me too. Songs are the best, or nursery rhymes. That's the other thing I get a lot,
yeah.
is the grandma telling, you know, their favorite nursery rhyme.
Yeah. Well, they tend to give you, you know, they're going to give you stuff that you as a psychic or a psychic medium that you can relate to, that you'd be able to understand.
Right.
To try and make it a little easier for you to understand. Okay, so just, and I'm a big music lover to begin with, so I tend to drive people crazy when I just pop out with a song.
Now you have a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
You've popped out with a few songs in Spirit Circle.
I have, haven't I? Yes, I have.
Well,
I have.
One thing you've mentioned in Spirit Circle and you and I have talked about, which I think everybody would be interested in, is what we were talking about, the energy vampires.
Oh, yes. Now, I know that everyone has dealt with this on one form of a level or another, and some people don't even realize it. But there are people out there that, you know, your light is shining so brightly, and the people are drawn to people when their beacon of light is, you know, shining like that. And there's some out there that their beacon's not shining. It's just not shining, and they're feeling miserable, and their attitudes are kind of really negative. I'll give an example. Like, you'll get someone, so once again, I didn't get blah, 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 and now I have to do this. And then the next day they'll be like, see, and again, it just didn't work. You know, you get someone who's always on that downward path. But as soon as they get to talking to someone like you or me or anybody where their light's really shining, you can literally feel them draining your energy because they're sucking that away from you. Because, you know, and they're taking it in for themselves. And if you listen to them, you'll actually hear them get into this better vibe and better mood. And meanwhile, you're just like, ugh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm so done,
exactly.
You know, and you can literally feel it. Those are what you call energy vampires. Now, some know exactly what they're doing, but there are a lot of people out there that don't realize that they're doing this to somebody.
Yeah, I think, you just want to get away from them. You just have this feeling like, let me get away from you. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I actually had one person where I stopped talking to her for a while because I just couldn't do it anymore.
I think that's smart.
Yes. And it finally clicked with her. It took her a while, but it did finally click with her. And I think after a year or so, when I finally spoke with her again, she was a completely different person. I'm like, oh, and I could feel it. And I didn't feel like I was being drained from, you know, from her. And it was, you know, it was really nice.
Oh, yeah. That is, you know, it's just a lifelong lesson for some people like that. How do you feel about getting to meet my listening audience? I'm very proud of them. Are really working on their psychic skills, or at least starting to get interested in. Yeah. So,
awesome.
Would you like to start taking some calls?
Sure.
Okay. Maura
will
hook you up.
Okay. I was just going to say there'll be general readings. So I am just going to start with the first person that I speak with. I'll just start laying out some cards. I do want them to just state their name for me. Just a first name, just so I can hear the vibration of their voice.
Oh, okay.
We have Caroline from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon,
How
lady.
Are you? Good afternoon, Caroline. How are you today?
I'm terrific. It's sunny here. It's terrific.
That's great. All right, well, what I'm doing right now, first let me explain to you, Caroline, that I've already blessed my cards. I always bless my cards as well as the person I'm going to read for. And being that I did not know who would be, you know, who I would be reading for, I just more or less put the blessing towards anybody that I happen to read for today on Cindy's show. So with that being said, I'm going to finish shuffling the cards here for you, and then I'm going to start laying out some cards and see what we get, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Now, Caroline, are you currently in a relationship? Excuse me.
No, friendship.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to change. So bear with me here a second. So what I'm being shown is for you to be grateful for what you have. There's much for you to celebrate. Also feeling that there's a feeling of peace and happiness, and you're contented with your personal life. But what I like about this is that I'm being shown you falling in love or making a serious commitment to someone.
Someone you.
Now, what they're also showing me, though, is that I'm being shown that there's forgiveness and forgiveness and a resolution of a problem. And they're also saying not to give up, and that your relationship can be healed, okay?
Yes.
All right. They're saying that you have the freedom to go in any direction that you want. So basically the world is your oyster, so to speak. But hang on. But you right now have a tendency to be distracted and you're failing to see a magical opportunity for you to take. And they're also showing me that you may be taking someone or something for granted. Does that make any sense to you?
No, I never take anybody for granted.
Okay.
I'm very.
I want you to think about it. It said someone or something. So I want you to kind of tuck that away in the back of your head and think about that, okay? Now, the person that you're going to meet is going to be a very romantic person, and he's going to be someone that you can trust, okay?
Mm-hmm. We all want that.
Oh, we sure do, but it's going to happen. And what they're also telling me is that your wishes are going to come true and that your dreams are going to be fulfilled. It's going to be a magical time in your life when this person comes to you. Mm-hmm. So just know that it is going to happen and that he's out there. And I'm really excited, and I hope that you keep in touch and let me know when it does happen.
Yeah. Hopefully soon. It's summertime. It's hot.
It is going to be summertime because this is all actually falling around. And I'm going to say, and I normally don't like to give a time frame just because everybody has free will, so they can alter that a little bit. They may not alter it at all, but there's always that chance that it'll happen, but it just may end up taking you a little longer. But I'm going to say within the next 2 months.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm ready.
Well,
I'm ready.
This person's ready for you, too, and it's just a matter of you two aligning and meeting up at the same time that you need to.
Yeah. Was he ever married? Does it show?
They're not showing me. Yeah, no, they're not showing me that. Just know that this person is the one that's going to make your dreams come true.
Wow.
And he's going to be a very honest person too. So he's going to be someone that.
Of course, yes.
Well, if you want to call it, he's going to be your soulmate.
Well, for this lifetime, I guess. So
yeah.
Much.
Yeah, and you know, you do realize that we all have more than one soulmate, and you do realize that a soulmate can, okay. All right. All right, honey. Well, I want to thank you for your time, and
well,
I hope that some of this resonated with you.
Well, yes. I've been open to meeting somebody, not desperately, because I don't need it, but if it happens,
right.
It has to be the right person. It has to be my wish list, so...
So that's why they're saying that your wishes are going to come true.
I have
that
a wish list.
That makes sense. Oh, I get it now. Well, now that makes me even more excited for you.
Thank you so much.
And I do hope that you keep either keep in touch with me or keep in touch and let Cindy know. That'd be really cool.
I will. Wouldn't that be fun?
All right.
Can't
all
wait.
Right.
Thank
it
you.
It was
have
a pleasure
a
meeting
day.
You, honey.
Okay, thank you as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm ready for the next caller.
Okay, we have Jamel from Chicago.
Oh, Jamel. Hi, Jamel.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, Jamel. How's the weather been there in Chicago?
pretty decent today. It's warm. It was raining a little bit yesterday, but it's real sunny and nice today.
Yay, that's a good thing.
Yay.
Okay, Jamel, let me just give me a moment. Let me just shuffle my cards, okay?
It's okay, cool.
All right.
How's the weather where you guys at?
Hot. So yes, it's been hot, but we had like a week of rain that I was getting tired of because it makes me tired. I'm not a rain person. I love sun. All right, I'm starting to turn cards now, Jamel. So bear with me, okay?
It's okay.
All right. So what they're showing me is that you need to protect the fruits of your labor, and that there's going to be okay. So they're saying for you to prepare for some possible challenges that are going to lie ahead.
Okay.
Are you concerned, or do you do anything environmental wise? I'm not sure that I have to ask that. I'm being shown like an environmental conservation of some sort. Do you tend to be one who's, all right, let me put it this way. You do the recycling and all that stuff?
Sometimes I'm not going to say I'm not an environmentalist, but I mean, you know.
I wonder if it's someone that's around you. Kind of tuck that one in the back of your head. And I'd love to hear from you later on down the road regarding that. That I find curious.
Okay. All right.
So, do you have children, Janelle?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Nope.
How old are you, Jamel, if you don't mind my asking?
35.
Oh, you're still young. You say that like it's a terrible thing. It's just like 35. You're still young. Oh. Okay. So what they're showing me is that they want you to honor family traditions.
Okay.
And they're saying to take steps to ensure your financial security, not only for yourself, but for other loved ones. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. They are also saying not to be deterred by challenges along the way. And it's important for you to communicate clearly and accurately.
Okay.
They're showing me that there's going to be some amazing new ideas that you are going to implement. They're not showing me what the idea, but they're saying that they're pretty amazing. So which tells me that I don't think you give yourself enough credit. I think you're a very smart person. And I think you do have some truly wonderful ideas that you need to put a little more trust in yourself and start going with the flow. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
They're also, okay, seriously, I'm totally serious about that. I want, okay. They want you to start releasing judgments of yourself as well as others, and to review the past and the present so you can plan a bright new future. And are you currently going through right now trying to understand your life purpose?
Yeah. I'm kind of getting it now, but, I'm in that phase right now.
Okay. Know that you're on the right track. And
okay,
that's why
cool.
I tell you to trust what
trust
you
my,
you know
yes.
get yep trust stop okay. stop doubting yourself.
Okay.
And what they're saying is that they want you to know that your plans are going to work out perfectly, and that these amazing ideas that you do have are going to lead to rewards and gratitude for blessings of your life.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So you've got some pretty amazing things. But I did pull another card, and I have to tell you, they can't stress this enough. They want you to let go of the past. So I don't know what it is that you're holding on to, but they can't stress enough. You need to let go of it.
Okay.
In order for you to move forward, let go.
Because
that's going to make way for new opportunities for you. It's time for you to move on.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Right.
Jamel, I hope that some of this resonated with you, and I really enjoyed speaking with you. You sound like a very nice person.
Thank you, and it has resonated, and I appreciate it, and I will definitely call you again.
Oh, that sounds great, Jamel, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you again for allowing me to read for you.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jamel. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm ready for the next one if we have time. I'm not sure what time it is. I know.
You have plenty of time.
Okay. Yep, you sure do.
Okay. I'm just making sure I don't want to run into any of Cindy's time.
Oh, mine's very short.
We have Amala here from Connecticut.
Oh, Amala.
Hi.
Hi, Amala. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Whereabouts from Connecticut are you from?
I'm from the Northwest. I'm half an hour west of Hartford.
Okay. You know, I was born and raised in Connecticut.
Where? I'm sorry?
I said I was born and raised in Connecticut.
What is that?
I came from a very small town right outside of Danbury, Connecticut.
Okay, Danbury. Okay, then I know that. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a, I'm in the hills. I'm in the Berkshires,
country.
Yeah. So I'm about an hour. From there. Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, give me a moment here. I'm trying to reshuffle the cards, and what I'm going to do is just start laying out some cards, okay?
Yep.
Okay, spirits tell me stop. Start laying out cards now. All right, hang on 1 second. Okay. So what they're showing me is that they're showing me that there is a journey that you've done that is now complete. But I'm also being shown that I'm also being shown that you're right at this moment feeling a little discontentment with life.
Yeah.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting for that turn of the corner. Like I want it now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you currently in a relationship?
No, but I'm interested in somebody, and I'm wondering when that'll come together, because it's been a while.
Okay. Well, this is funny. This must be everybody's day. I'm being shown there's going to be a romantic partner that you can trust.
Okay.
Now, are you getting involved in a cultural or some kind of a creative endeavor?
Yep. I'm a speaker and I'm a writer. Yep.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. All right, because they were showing me that. That's very exciting. Okay. So know that that some exciting things, this romantic partner, like I said, is going to be someone that you can trust. And it's going to be really super cool. You're just going to know when you meet him. You're just going to know. Okay? It's going to be one of those, way type deal. Okay?
Yeah.
But don't worry about when and where it's going to happen. Just know that when it is meant to be, it will. Because what's going to happen, if you start looking for it, it's going to take a little longer. It's going to happen when you're not looking for it and when you're not expecting it. But just know when it does, you are going to know. Because
okay.
you are going to have that clarity of going, oh my gosh, this is the one. And know that things are going to be wonderful between you two.
Uh-huh.
And what they're telling me is for you to listen to your heart.
Okay.
Yep.
And
to trust, and I want you to listen to me when I say this.
Sure.
To trust your intuitive insights. Trust them.
Okay.
Because your intuitive insights, you know, are very good, but you tend not to really trust them all that much.
Yeah, it's been a journey. I've been trusting more, but definitely room for improvement, for sure.
Okay. They just show me that you've been taking care of others, perhaps maybe too much.
Yep.
So now it's time for you to start taking care of you.
Yeah.
All right, stop putting yourself on the back burner.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And just like I have said, we're back to, you know, you falling in love, and it is going to happen suddenly, and you're going to be swept off your feet. But there's also going to be a need for you to stay grounded during that emotional experience when it happens, okay?
Okay. Is it somebody I already know? I mean, because I feel really connected with this person, or I'm following this person.
No.
Sorry.
It's not going to be someone you know.
Okay.
It's not going to be with someone you know.
Okay.
I am feeling that it's going to be somebody that, like I said, it's going to just happen totally unexpected, and it's going to just wow you. You're going to have your little woo-woo moment, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, and I'm very excited. I always love when I get stuff pertaining to romance.
Wow.
So that's very, very exciting. But they also want you to listen to me.
Yeah.
They want you to reach out to others for comfort and love and know that you're going to grow stronger. And can I ask you something? Have you recently had a sadness?
Yes.
And when I say that, have you had, I'm sorry?
Yeah,
yes.
I've had a lot
okay.
of them, but yes, I've had a really big one this past month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want you to know that this sadness will heal in time.
Okay.
So don't kick yourself. Do that natural process that you need to.
Okay.
Don't worry about what others think, but you're going to be okay.
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 Yeah.
Honey, I hope that some of this has made sense to you and that it's resonated with you. And I hope that you keep in touch with Cindy and I. That would be wonderful to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the messages. I will definitely keep that near and dear to my heart. And I'm going to follow through. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
That's so exciting. Please keep us in touch. That would be great.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure to meet you.
We have Valerie from California.
Oh, my. Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Hello.
How are you? Can you hear me, Valerie?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Valerie, give me one moment while I shuffle my deck of cards here, and we'll see what messages come through for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me start grabbing some cards here, Valerie. Okay, Valerie, first thing I'm getting is that I'm being shown that you have many things happening at once and you're feeling a little stressed, and that there's some sudden events or changes that are going on in your life right now. Would that make any sense to you?
Not so far.
Okay. I want you to think about that and keep it in the back of your head. The one thing I will say here before I move on, that a lot of times when I give a reading and if I get somebody who says, know, or, you know, I'm not sure, whatever, I tell them to tuck it in the back of their head. There's a reason being, because there's something called psychic amnesia. So when people are on the radio, they may not think about it until afterwards. And the other thing that I will say is that spirit has never let me down, so I trust what I get from them. With that being said, I'm going to finish telling you what I got here.
Okay.
They're saying for you, that you need to get organized, and that you are a firm, but you're a firm but compassionate leader. They want you to use logic and structure to increase your success. And they also want you, okay, they want you to change the way that you are looking at the situation and also to embrace your uniqueness, okay?
Okay.
Are you, I'm being shown education. Now, whether that be education in the form of seminar or going back to school, is that something that you are doing or have been thinking about doing?
No.
Okay. Well, guess what? Guess who's going to? Oh, okay. Let me ask you something. Have you had some very powerful intuitive epiphanies? Because they are showing me that you have. And what they are also saying is that letting go of worry and fear is going to help you out a lot. It's also going to, and I don't know what this situation that they keep bringing me back, but there's a situation, but they're saying that there is an understanding. All right, let me rephrase this. That you are finally going to understand the truth of a situation, and I'm hoping that this might make sense to you.
I don't know what situation.
Okay. Yeah, they're not telling me what it is. I'm trying to ask them, and they're not telling me. Okay. I don't know whether... Okay. So what they're also telling me is that you have a tendency to think that you are powerless when you're not. I'm being shown a lack of self-confidence that that does keep you from getting what you want. And they're saying that you have what it takes if you would only believe in yourself. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes and no.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, apparently it's going to be something that they're feeling strongly because they're saying that you need to let go of people or things that are no longer serving you. And it's, you know, now is the time for you to focus in on your career.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Well, yes, it does make sense. I was, do you see a career coming up or a work?
Okay. what they have just said was they said to have patience and not to worry. They're not showing me anything more. Hang on.
I guess I'm just a mystery all the way around.
No, you know what? You're not a mystery at all. I think that with all that they're trying to say is that you need to put a little bit more trust in yourself and need to start believing more in yourself in order for you to accomplish what you want to get. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, in order for us to start moving forward, because we are probably our own worst enemies. I'm going to say that. We are probably our own worst enemies, and we could hold ourselves back and not even realize it. Okay? So what they're trying to say is that they're trying to tell you that start focusing in on yourself. Start, and I know that you've had some epiphanies. Start thinking about those and ways that you can, you know, transform them to get them to work for you instead of, you know, you having a pity party. Did that make any sense?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So you've not had any epiphanies?
No.
Oh, I think you have. So when we finish this call, I want you to really think about, you know, some things that have happened, those moments where you've been like, huh, what? You're gonna understand it. But basically, what they're saying is that you need to start, you know, focusing in on yourself and need to pay attention and focus in on the things that you really, really want, instead of putting a little twist of a negative on it. Because when you start putting a little twist of a negative on it, that's exactly what you're going to get back. But if you start putting a little positive twist on it, then you're going to start receiving positive back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've known that. I've always known that. That's something new.
But, and even though you've known it, we still have a tendency to throw a little negative because we're not thinking that it's negative, but it ends up being a negative twist on it. Does that make any sense? I'm trying to put it in a way on
it. Yeah, it must be on an unconscious level. It's not on a conscious level. It's got to be unconscious.
That's right. So,
Diane,
you know what? Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt. We're on our last few minutes.
Okay.
We're going to have to turn it back over to Cindy soon.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
No
problem. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to read for you, honey.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Diane, this has been awesome having you on. I hope you'll come back. You have just been really, really good. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank Jason Shaw for our music today. And our producer has been Amora Walker. She is also a psychic medium. And I want to thank them, and I want to thank you for tuning in and sharing our sandbox with us. And until next week, remember to take recess every day. Try your psychic exercises. Pretty soon, we're all going to just be talking telepathically. So contact me if you want a reading at www.cindyleacock.com. And I wish you all a great 4th of July.